and welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from the Delaware State Police, we have its Public Information Director, Sergeant Richard Brotz, and Corporal Adam Jewell, who is a trooper recruiter. And welcome. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. Again, I am Sergeant Richard Brotz, the Director of the Public Information Office for the Delaware State Police. And I just want to add, Laura, real quick, on behalf of our Superintendent, Colonel Nathaniel McQueen, Jr., and the men and women of the Delaware State Police, it's a real nice honor and a great opportunity to be here with you to help spread our message.
And you're always welcome here. You've been on the show a couple of times now, and it's always great to have you in here to talk about, well, one, the force itself and how we can interact with you as the public and as possible recruits for you. But do you want to get started and tell us about the state police?
Sure. Delaware State Police, I can tell you we're approximately 1,000 people strong with both our civilian and uniformed troopers. And our mission is to enhance the quality of life for all Delaware people that live in the state of Delaware, citizens and visitors, by providing professional, competent, and quality police services. And what you'll find today with our recruitment is we're looking for people to help us with that, looking for people to apply to the Delaware State Police, and so they can start, get a jump start on their law enforcement career.
When you said that you're here to help us, mm-hmm. we always think, of course, about traffic, and we think about crime immediately. But being in the state police, it's far more than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have so many things that we have within the Delaware State Police, a lot of different units. We have the Delaware State Police Aviation Section with the helicopters and our plane. And we also have a K-9, for example. We have the Public Information Office. We have the Community Outreach Unit. It goes on and on and on. We have the Homicide Unit. We have so many different units, especially Human Resources Section, the unit right at headquarters in Dover.
Do you serve all of the counties and all of the townships within Delaware, or do you support the work of individual forces?
Well, we are located throughout the whole state. Up and down the state, we have troops, and our headquarters, of course, is in Dover. But we've got troops, Troop 1, Troop 2, and Troop 9, as well as Troop 6 is in Newcastle, Troop 3 in Kent County. We have Troops 4, 5, and 7 in Sussex County. So we do provide those services 24 hours around the clock up and down the state.
And when you say those services, I mentioned traffic, which of course is how most of us interact with you. But you are a full police force with all kinds of criminal investigation and jump in and help the host here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we provide all those services, and it's so important that we could actually talk about all the services that we provide for a long period of time. But DSP for Delaware State Police, dsp.delaware.gov is where you go to find all this information. It talks about the locations of all of our facilities. It talks about our social media platform. It talks about different things we provide in our messages and all the services we provide. If you go onto our security or employment areas, especially employment with recruitment, those areas that you could find, whether it's Trooper Youth Week, cadet programs, or internships, or if you want to apply as a trooper, all that information is supplied there.
And you do criminal investigations. You're called in for any type.
The traffic investigations, traffic enforcement, criminal investigations. We do the whole thing. Absolutely.
So public safety, it's everything from the call for emergency, a medical situation, especially today with the opioid crisis that we're facing in this state, to a domestic violence call. It could be anything.
Absolutely. We can go to all those different kind of complaints. When we get called, Laura, it could be for a barking dog. It could be for a criminal trespass. It could be for a homicide. It could be for something as simple as going to check out on somebody's welfare. But all those things we do cover. But what's so important today, that why we have the human resources section, is to talk about recruitment and all the information that people need to apply.
Okay. Well, then let's turn it in that direction now. And Corporal Adam Jewell, you're a trooper recruiter, which means you are a trooper, right?
Correct, yes. I've been with the Delaware State Police. I'm in my 11th year. Spent my first 9 years in patrol, having worked for two separate troops in two different counties. And the past couple of years, I've worked as a full-time trooper recruiter. So my duties now are to help run our hiring processes, as well as a few other programs that we offer.
As a trooper, what were your experiences?
Oh, man. For me, this is the greatest job in the world. I'm a local Delawarean. I grew up right down the road, not far from here at all. Graduated from Concord High School, remained in Delaware through my college experience, and realized in high school that I wanted to become a police officer. So started doing my research with different agencies around the area and fell in love with the Delaware State Police. I have not regretted this decision at all. As I said, I'm in my 11th year. I have always looked forward to coming to work. And for me, that's worth everything.
You really are serving the public.
We are. You know, I deal with interested men and women all the time in my job in recruiting now. And I remind them, hey, we're public servants. We are out there. Yes, we, you know, go out there and enforce the law and catch bad guys. But we're public servants. So that's the beauty of this career. You know, one minute we could be helping a victim and returning stolen property to them. The next minute I could be out on I-95 helping somebody change a flat tire. So every day is different. Meet lots of interesting people, help lots of people. I love it.
And you see us at our best and at our absolute worst, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, typically when people call 911, it's not for happy reasons. So we interact with the public sometime at their lowest moments. But it's our job to assist them, get them the services they need, and do what we can to try to help them to make their day better.
So Richard told us that you've got about 1,000 people are part of the department, and it could be the civilians and the uniforms as well. So is this a constant recruitment, though, to keep that staff going?
It is. It is. We have over 700 uniformed state troopers throughout the state. The rest of our employees are all civilian personnel that a lot of people don't realize we even have. They're kind of the behind-the-scenes heroes for us. We have dispatch positions, mechanics, secretarial work, all sorts of positions throughout the state that we're always looking to keep fully staffed. We are going to be losing a high amount of troopers over these next few years due to mandatory retirement. As Delaware State Troopers, we have a mandatory retirement age of 55. Years and years ago, a lot of troopers were hired. Well, now those men and women are getting to that point where they're going to be retiring soon. So we are looking to hire a lot of motivated men and women looking to serve in law enforcement.
Now, who is eligible to apply? When you talk about a retirement age of 55, I'm going to guess that there is an age limit to apply?
There is. So our age requirement to be hired is 21 to 39. The recruits have to be at least 21 years old before graduating from our police academy. They cannot be any older than 39 before entering our police academy.
And of course, that is because the mandatory retirement at 55, they have to finish their pensions, don't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, depending on when someone is hired, and we can retire at 20 years, should we want, with a pension. So it's all about our decision at that time.
And Corporal Jewell, at what age can people apply? Can they be at 20?
Yes, 20-year-olds can enter into our hiring process, go through our hiring process, and be hired. They can actually enter our academy at 20 years old, just so long as they're 21 by the time they graduate. Keeping in mind our academy is about 6 months long, they would be eligible, yes.
And I know that you have two classes each year, right? Spring and fall. So you are constantly recruiting and training.
We sure are. Yes, we've been lucky. We've been able to run two academy classes over the past several years, typically starting in September and March, or spring and fall time of year. And we pretty much have a rolling hiring process. If you log on to that website mentioned earlier, or becomeatrooper.com, there's a lot of information, helpful information on that website regarding our hiring process, our requirements, and that type of thing. But that's also where an interested person can submit their application through that website, get enrolled with our hiring process, and possibly get their career started.
Philadelphia just had one of their smallest classes to history. I mean, in history here. Are you having good luck here in Delaware?
I will say numbers are down across the board. It's not a Delaware State Police issue. It's a nationwide issue amongst law enforcement. As a trooper recruiter, I speak to a lot of other troopers for other agencies, a lot of other officers for other agencies, and we're all experiencing the same thing. So, you know, for those who are listening who want a career change, want to go a different path in their lives, and law enforcement has always been in the back of their minds, I would say to you, now's the time to go for it. Again, we are looking to hire, looking for good folks.
Is it ever too soon to start thinking about a law career?
No, never too soon. I mean, you know, some people obviously go through college still not knowing what they want to do. I consider myself lucky having realized it in high school and set my sights on it. But, you know, it's not uncommon. We have 30-year-olds and older in our academy. I went through the academy with two recruits who were 39 who wanted to change their careers at that point in their lives. So, you know, there's if you're looking for something new and exciting, I would recommend or hope that you check us out.
Well, obviously, you do have kids who think about it really early because you've got a couple of different programs. You've got high school and you've got college programs. And what do they do? Do they just give you a taste of what to expect? Or is that to set you on a path that you're on that career train and you don't stray?
It's a little of both. Yes, we do have a few different programs aimed at our youth to try to not only teach them more about law enforcement, teach them more about the Delaware State Police, but if this is something that they can see themselves doing, it's to set them on the right track. We look for people with high moral character, high integrity. We need folks who make the right decision all the time. So if we can get, you know, in someone's mind at a young age and set them up for success, we'll absolutely do that. So we have a couple programs, the first of which is called the Trooper Youth Program. It's a program aimed at our high school students throughout the state. They meet at a local troop about every other week. Troopers are the instructors, and they teach them about what we do as troopers. It can range from anything from handcuffing techniques to traffic stops. I know that our Trooper Youth Program folks were recently at our shooting range learning about gun safety. So a lot of different things they can become involved with. Another program is the Trooper Youth Week. What that is where high school-aged men and women can come down. They actually live at our State Police Academy in Dover for a week long, and they get a little taste of what our academy is like with the yelling, screaming, the controlled chaos, to teach them how to handle stress. And then, again, all of our special units and everything are brought into the academy and show them what we do as troopers, trying to gain their interest. As they get a little bit older and, you know, progress into maybe their college years, we have the cadet program. The State Police Cadet Program is a paid position to where college-age men and women can become employed by us, and they assist us throughout the state with big events as well as conduct parking enforcement throughout the state as paid employees. And it's a great stepping stone to eventually becoming state troopers.
Basically an internship.
Yes. Well, that's another thing we offer. We do have internships as well. So for any college folks that are listening right now who are looking to obtain credits for an internship with the state police, we do offer them throughout the state. Again, all that information is on becomeatrooper.com.
Well, you knew early that you wanted to do this, but what if I'm a history major or I'm studying, you know, Greek?
Nothing wrong with that at all. We actually, a lot of younger folks ask me, well, hey, if I want to become a state trooper, do I have to major in criminal justice? The answer is no. You can major in anything. We require 60 college credits. It can be in any major. We actually encourage college folks to major in different things so that they can bring more to the table for us as an agency.
And now, what would, if this is a common problem, recruitment, are there things that are keeping people from enlisting? Are we talking about the tattoos? You said that you're looking for people who have good judgment and make the right decisions. All right, well, if I'm a knucklehead at 13 or 15, is there ever a redemption there?
So you're right. I did mention we look for the highest caliber of person. You know, we have very high standards, very high expectations for our employees. So I love getting in to high schools or at least dealing with young people and just reiterating the importance of making good decisions growing up, because what they may not realize at their age is that the decision they make today can and will affect them tomorrow. So, you know, the importance of making smart decisions, staying out of trouble, being the absolute best person they can be, those are the type of folks we're looking for to put in our uniform to go out there and serve others. Mm-hmm. Within our hiring process, one of the steps is a complete background investigation where one of our investigators is assigned to that applicant for at least 2 weeks, learning everything about them and everything that has occurred within their lives. So that background investigator is interviewing their parents, their significant other, their neighbors, their professors, their bosses, their coworkers, trying to determine that, hey, is this person going to be a successful state trooper for our agency?
And what about diversity? Are you recruiting anybody in particular at this point?
We are looking for people who have high moral character. Obviously, it is very important for our agency to be diverse. Our community is diverse. We want our agency to reflect that. So we go everywhere. As a trooper recruiter for the state police, I am at different colleges and universities all through the area, not only Delaware, but New Jersey, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia. I am at military bases looking for folks about to exit the military with that experience that they can bring to our agency. I tell people all the time, I don't really care where you come from. I don't care what you look like. If you're willing to be a hardworking, you know, person for the Delaware State Police, I'm interested in you.
But that 60 credits of college, is that a must-have? Is that true?
So we do require 60 college credits from any accredited college. Again, it can be in any major, or 30 college credits if someone has 2 years of active duty military service or 2 years experience as an out-of-state trooper or Delaware certified police officer.
I wondered about that because of the military.
That's correct. Sergeant Brotz here again. Just to tell you a little bit about my story with that, when I applied to the academy, I had 8 years military, but I only had a two-year degree. Those people I competed with, I found out later, all had four-year degrees, as well as we had two with master's degrees in our class. And it was amazing to see all that education and for them to apply with the Delaware State Police. I thought was amazing. But I can tell you, police departments like DSP will and always have looked at the recruiting practices and hiring practices to ensure that we're reflective of the communities we serve. But it was just interesting to see the level of education that people have when they apply to Delaware State Police. I know with my brother, who I tried to get to join the Delaware State Police, I did a lot of research and I said, I think you would fit the mold. I think you would be perfect for this position. And he basically told me after I finished all that, that he was looking in another direction. So I took that and I said, hey, maybe this is for me. And believe it or not, my wife was coming home with groceries one day. And she, as I was studying for my CDL, she goes, hey, I heard on the radio that they're accepting applications for the Delaware State Police. And I said, really? And, we talked about it, gave it some thought. And I remember going up there and meeting with the sergeant at our human resources section at headquarters in Dover and going over the particulars, because we did not, 25 years ago, we did not have social media, or if we had a web page, I'm not sure what it looked like, but we didn't have all that. So I actually physically went there to find out all the information. And likewise, I'm sure Corporal Adam Jewell, as well as the Human Resources section at Delaware State Police, is so open to have people either contact them through those different venues, especially even on they have DSP Recruitment Facebook. Do people interact with you there?
All the time. We have our own recruiting Facebook page. We have a recruiting Instagram page. You can search for those pages quite easily. Facebook, Delaware State Police Recruiting. The Instagram handle is DSP_recruiting. I can't stress enough, visit our website, becometrooper.com. If anybody has any questions at all, want to learn more about the job, learn more about the hiring process, reach out to us. That's my job. That's what we do. You can call us at 302-739-5980. Or if you prefer an email, that's fine too. It's dsp.recruiting@delaware.gov. So I encourage you to reach out to us. That's our job. I'm happy to help anyone.
And of course, the website for the Delaware State Police is dsp.delaware.gov. You can find out more information about everything that we talk about here today right there. And as the corporal mentioned, becometrooper.com is the other place that you can go. And today we are talking to, from the Delaware State Police Department, we have its public information director, Sergeant Richard Brotz, and Corporal Adam Jewell, who's a trooper recruiter with them. And now we were talking about that higher education. Well, Richard, you were talking about that, Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
Mentioned that, but do you have people who are in school and they are dreaming of that career in chasing cyber criminals and computer criminals and or people who are interested in forensics and studies like that? Is there a place for them?
Absolutely. So that's the beauty of our agency, that we have so many specialized units, so many opportunities as Delaware State Troopers. We do have units that cater to those type of wants. We have troopers that do those, conduct those investigations with computers, cell phones, that type of thing. We have evidence technicians all throughout the state who respond out to the major crime scenes, you know, try to collect evidence, take pictures, everything that, those folks do. So many different routes we can take. We all start off in patrol. Every new trooper coming out of the academy, we all are assigned to patrol at one of our troops throughout the state. That's what I came on this job to do. I absolutely loved it. But as we progress in our careers, normal with any career, we start to become interested in other things, more specialized things. So as Sergeant Bratz mentioned earlier, so many special units. We have all sorts of different detectives, domestic violence detectives, robbery, burglary, homicide, major crimes detectives, financial crimes detectives, our aviation section. I'm sure a lot of people have seen our helicopters in the air. They are manned by two troopers at all time. One is the pilot, the other as the trooper medic, responding to medical calls and, of course, assisting law enforcement. You know, we have troopers on horses, troopers on boats, troopers on motorcycles. The list goes on and on and on. Our SORT team, our civil disturbance squad, TCU, our honor guard, pipes and drums, a lot of different opportunities, which is nice because we can really break up our careers throughout the years and stay interested, stay focused, stay driven for that next step.
Now, you know what? I alluded to the changes in our society and things that, things that happened, like the opioid crisis or cybercrime. You know, 25 years ago, we weren't talking about that. Is continuing education part of being a trooper? Are you always, you know, learning or in classrooms too?
Absolutely. So as Delaware State Troopers, we're required to continue our training. In fact, we're required to take additional training courses throughout our careers to even be eligible to promote to that next rank. In addition to that, we have many troopers up and down the state who are still taking college classes, you know, obtaining that next degree. It's quite common.
I can tell you also, Laura, as far as when I got on the job, I only had the 2-year degree, 8 years military, right? So the Delaware State Police was great in helping me because I was able to get a 4-year degree and my 6-year master's degree as well. And I can also put this out to everybody. All my degrees are in business. So it has nothing to do with criminal justice, but it is okay if they have a criminal justice degree, absolutely. But we do take a diverse, varied group of people with all that education and what they can bring to the table if it benefits not only them, but it could also benefit the citizens of Delaware.
You know what? We've been talking about, how great it is and how exciting it is, and you are helping us. What does this do for the trooper? Why would somebody, and let's face it, you've already mentioned a pension. What are some of the benefits of being a part of the police?
Absolutely. So we're fortunate as Delaware State Troopers. We are treated very well. We have the highest starting salary in the area. Obviously, we are offered a pension. We can retire at 20 years with a pension. For every additional year we stay on, it adds to that pension. Each trooper is provided a take-home vehicle. Our police cars come home with us each night. We take great pride in them. Lots of benefits that keeps us happy as troopers and employees. Because of that, our morale's high, and we work hard. We take what we do very seriously. We have a sincere interest in what we do. We all live within Delaware. That's a requirement. So speaking from experience, I come from a small family here in Delaware. All my friends live in Delaware. So, you know, I care about the safety of this state.
You know what? And then one more, and then I want to get into what you do throughout the year. But we talked about the age requirements. So I'm scrawny, but I'm in decent shape. I mean, what are some of the physical requirements that you're looking for?
Absolutely. So Delaware State Police, we take our physical requirements very seriously. We have an annual PT test that we are required to pass. We also weigh in each year that, again, we're required to pass. So we're in the gyms. You know, if you attended local gym, chances are there's a trooper nearby exercising. So one of the very first tests that an applicant will take with us is our PT test. It consists of three things: push-ups, sit-ups, and a mile-and-a-half run. It is a pass-fail test, so you have to do a certain amount of push-ups, a certain amount of sit-ups within a minute. And then there's a certain time you have to be able to run that mile and a half in. All these scores are actually listed on our website at becomeatrooper.com. It's broken down by age and gender. So they can vary based on how old you are and whether you're a male or female.
What about you can age into the becoming a trooper starting out at 20, but you have to do all of this on the first day.
Right. So, yeah, the PT test is the first test that we have our applicants, perform. Unfortunately, if they're not physically prepared and they fail that test, they would have to reapply at a later date. Our academy teaches us about physical fitness and tests us both mentally and physically. A lot of physical fitness involved at our academy, strengthening our bodies and our minds at the same time.
Richard, let's talk real quickly, because
sure.
We talked about you get involved in the high school level, but I know that you interact with kids. So right now, let's just talk about where we see the Delaware State Police throughout the year. You are out there at festivals and community events. You talk to elementary schools. I'm answering my own question.
Yeah,
go for it.
Well, this is what I can tell you, just to dovetail off what Corporal Jules mentioned. We want people to become involved, to help their community. We want them to protect their communities as we would like to protect it, because we all live here and we want the best for our citizens. This is by far, Delaware State Police Trooper is by far one of the most rewarding jobs you will ever have. And ensuring the safety of others and upholding the law is one of the most honorable careers you can pursue. But we are, the Delaware State Police go to so many different functions that are community outreach, that we, from human resources section to public information officers, to community outreach unit, to troopers working the road, to our troop administrators, we all go out to these different functions. We have a troop the year in reviews at all the troops, where we invite the media. We also invite the public to come hear exactly what we're doing and to have that transparency and trust with the citizens, because ultimately we cannot be everywhere. We do need the citizens to help us, and we appreciate their help. So we're looking for people, and you can find us at dsp.delaware.gov.
Well, obviously you're trying to build a community that includes both of us.
Absolutely. We have to do this together. We work together, and we can actually make a big positive difference in Delaware.
If we would like to invite you in for a talk, or we're having a community festival or something like that, do you participate?
Yeah, absolutely. We participate. And I can tell you, if you go to that site, you can actually reach out to a community outreach officer or the troop administrator for that particular region of the state, and they will reply back to you and let you know what they can provide for you.
And that could mean a trooper on hand to talk about the job, or bringing out the canine unit, or I mean,
absolutely.
What do you do?
I love that you brought that up. That these different community days, some of them are called public safety days at schools. Some of them are things that they put out for different agencies, but they ask if they could show up with the canine team to do demonstrations. We have the aviation that's there. We also have several static displays from our even our scuba unit, maritime unit, community outreach. So we have all these different resources that are in one central spot so people can find out more about us. But we definitely put ourselves out there, so if people need to approach us. And if they can't make any of those events, they got us online, or they can actually contact you through our social media platform.
You know what? 1 minute warning, and I did want to ask you, when we go to dsp.delaware.gov, what will we find there on the website?
Oh, wow, that's a tall order. When you go to the website, I wish everybody could experience when you go there. You're going to first see our mission and what we want to provide and how we do it. And then you'll see even things just further down as different resources you could go to. You even have Crime Stoppers on there, Delaware Information and Analysis Center. You've got different things on there that you can look up, like crime mapping. .com to find out if there's any crimes occurring in the area which you live and work and are curious about. That can all help us be a little safer, and also can help people gain confidence enough to know that they can reach out to us, where we would help them.
Like I said earlier, I mean, if you're sitting there listening to this and you have always had an idea in the back of your mind about becoming a police officer, now's the time. Log on to becomeatrooper.com, follow our social media pages, again, Facebook, Instagram, call us, email us, ask those questions. We have How to Succeed seminars and webinars. All that information is, again, listed on the website. I encourage you to pursue that interest. I have zero regrets. I absolutely love what I do, and I'm going to go kicking and screaming at 55 years old down the road. So becomeatrooper.com. Please give us a visit. Call us with any questions you have.
And, of course, go to DS. ASP.delaware.gov, and you can link to become a trooper from there.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, and you'll find all the resources that Sergeant Bratz just mentioned at DSP.delaware.gov. For the recruitment itself, of course, go to becomeatrooper.com. And my guest today from the Delaware State Police, we had Corporal Adam Jewell. He is a trooper recruiter, and the Public Information Director, Sergeant Richard Bratz. And thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You're always welcome back. And you know that. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.